family.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on you. Because I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord.
Apostle Barbara, women speak now and be heard.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually to be in my mouth. I give honor, praise God, to my Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus. I thank God for Pastor E, to all our partners and covenant partners. Women speak now. So, Father, we just bless your holy name. We bless you with a word on today, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, because you have been good to us. You woke us up this morning in our right mind. God, you said you are a heart fixer, mind regulator. God, you are on time, God. And Father, we thank you for Now Network. We thank you, God. You said it in your word, for when I was hungry, you gave me meat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when we saw these things, when we saw them hungry, we fed thee, or thirsty, we gave them drink. And when we saw thee a stranger, you took thee in, or naked, you clothed thee. And when we saw thee when thou was sick or in prison, and you came unto thee. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So I want you to know that we are putting the gospel out there. We're putting the word out there. I mean, even if it's just one word, if it hits you, then that word was for you. If it missed you, then it went over your head for the next person. So I just want to thank God for his word. I thank God for my life. I thank him for my health. I thank him for my strength. I thank God for just being God all by himself. And you know, God don't need no help, because when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our little soul just cries out, hallelujah. We thank God for the food, the clothes, the shoes, and the shelter. And most of all, we thank him for the spiritual food. We thank him, because I begin to thinking about how, Lord, when you saved me, a wretch like me, undone, not worthy of being saved, but God took the time out. Somebody took the time out. I told my mother, you took the time out to pray for me. My bishop, my pastor, somebody took the time out just to pray for me. And I thank God, and I know that God is worthy. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. And I thank him, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So I'm going to come to you. I was thinking in the book of John, the 11th chapter, when they told Lazarus, you know, my brother is sick, and you know, and we need you to go. They told Jesus, we need you to go to the tombstone, and we need you to go and get my the brother of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead. He had been dead for 4 days, and they said, well, you know, Jesus, he's stinking by now. So what I thought about is, we're going to get out of our stinking thinking. Sometimes we need to just take our gray clothes off, because Jesus did raise Lazarus from the dead. And so my thought is, when we are in the will of God, whatever happens will be for our good. And just in case you got your pen, you got your paper ready, you got to go to John. You got to go to John, the book of John, and go around about the 43rd chapter, the 11th chapter, and we're going to look at about the 44th verse, and you'll see, you can read it, you can read the whole chapter or everything when you get the time, and you'll see where Jesus told them to go and roll the tombstone away. And they told him, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus was bound up with gray clothes. And his face was muffled, and his head was swaddled clothes where they had wrapped him. And the Lord Jesus told them, hey, I need y'all to go and unwrap. So what I want to talk to you about is, get out of your dead man clothes. Pull off them dead man clothes. Put on the garment of praise. If God have bought you from the beginning of the year until now, God has been with you all down through the years. God has been, every day has not been sunshine. We know that, but I want you to think about taking them grave clothes off. in order to walk through that open door. And when you make the right choices, then you can make the right decisions. Why? Because you're walking in the name of Jesus. You're walking in his will. You're doing what he wants you to do. You're obeying what he tells you to do. And, you know, and I often told y'all that when the Bible says in Revelation 3 and 8, said, I know thy works, and behold, I've set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. So if you have not denied his name, you got to remember that when the Lord prepares you and gets you ready and you've given your life to Christ, because some people make it so hard that it's just hard to say that, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand before you as a sinner and I recognize that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and I need a Savior today. Jesus, live in my heart. I know that you died for my sin. I know you were resurrected for my life. Make me your child. Walk in me. Talk in me. I turn my back on sin. I turn my heart toward you. I want to thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me your child. Thank you, Jesus, because I know that one day I'm going to live in heaven with him. And it is not hard to turn your life around. It is not hard to get rid of those strong men. And when you got a problem with the strong man, you ask God to come into your heart. Come into your heart and save you and deliver you from that strong man. Save you from that the 12 spirits or whatever you want to call them, the spirit of bondage, the spirit of fear, the spirit of death and dom, heaviness, infirmity, jealousy, perversion, familiar spirit, whoredom, heaviness, lying, the antichrist spirit. Ask God to remove those things from you. You might not know them name by name, but you know that God died on the cross for you. He died for you. He died for me. And, you know, and I often tell them that in Ephesians 4 and 32, be kind to each other, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. God sees us when we do the wrong things. And the greatest act of forgiving was when God forgave us. God forgave us by sending Jesus to die for us. And when we are forgiven, God sees us as completely a new person. And when we give our life to Jesus, we must stop sinning and doing the wrong things. God already knows what we have done. We should firstly just agree with God that we've sinned and just confess it one to another or just to the Lord. We should then thank God that he's already forgiven us. We should finally receive that God did forgive you, because God, he gave his only begotten son. He died on the cross for you. So God cannot and will not forgive us if we don't forgive others. We should always forgive others. So, you know, it's not a hard life. It's an easy life. And, you know, as we go through our trials and our tribulations and we thank him for the food, clothes, shoes, and shelter, I know there are some people that say, well, she don't know what she's talking about. I'm going through this right now. I'm going through that. Well, when you give it to God and lay it on the altar and ask God to work with me, Lord, help me. Help me to understand how to do this, how to work this thing out. And then I thought about how Joseph, the story of Joseph, how his brothers, what the brothers did to their to Joseph. They did every malice, they did everything they could think of to distract him, to make him disappear, to kill him. And you know your enemies want to kill you sometimes. Sometimes they may not even do it with a weapon, but they can do it with their tongue. They can do it because you are a child of the Most High God. And it's amazing how God will allow his children to be in the darkest situations. And then his intent is to bring you through it. The Lord is not going to leave you like that forever while you're in your wilderness, while you're in Egypt, while you're in bondage. And you figure out, Lord, I'm never happy. I can't get this right. Distractions everywhere. This is happening. That. Well, that's the enemy's job, to get you off track, to distract you, to get you focused on something else other than what God has for you. That's why I read to you about that open door. When the Lord brings you through that open door, he said, I know thy works. See, he said, I know what you've been doing. I've been keeping count of everything you do. I know what's in your mind. I know what's in your heart. I know what I have set before thee. I know what the trials that I allowed you to go through in order to elevate you. Because when you go through that open door, then that's time for promotion. God brings you through things in order to get you through some things, in order to do some things, because he want to bless you. And that threshold, when you walk through that open door, the Lord wants to bless you. He gets you through that door. He goes beyond in order to bring things to you, to bless you. When you get beyond that open door, you know folks are not going to like you. Folks are going to be talking about you. You're going to go through many things, trials and disappointment, scorn and mocking. Why? Because you want to serve Jesus. Just because you're in the world don't mean you are the world. You may not see some things around you, but you can hear things, you know things, you have a feeling. He gives you the gifts of the Spirit, and you're able to feel and know the things of God. That is like the fivefold ministry. He gives you those gifts in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and he gives you those different gifts. He gives you the gift of healing, and he gives you the gift of discernment. Some he may give teachers, apostles, preachers, teachers. And I thank God for that. Because how can we hear unless you be sent by God? And when you stand for righteousness, you stand for holiness, they're going to think you are. They're thinking you done flipped off your rocking chair. But God said, I'll make people bow down at your feet. See, you got to believe that God loved you so much. He loved you so much. He went beyond the call of duty. Just like Uncle Sam said, you got to go beyond. And so when God did that, he gave his only son. But you got to believe that God loves you in order to receive. I often hear, in order to receive, you got to believe, then receive to achieve the things of God. And you got to put the work in. You got to do the work. He told you to always pray. When opposition come your way, pray. Don't be afraid to move out as God lead you after praying. Know that God will do what is necessary for you to get the job done. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel because distractions come. That means you're growing inside of God. You're growing in his presence. You're growing. God wants you women. This is the show for women to speak now. I need y'all women to push the get on the line tonight. Push button one. I mean, if there's some men on there, y'all can do that too. You can speak on what God is calling us to do. Amen. The devil has to try to stop you. He's going to try to stop you. He's tried that. He don't want you preaching and teaching and ministering and praying for others. That's his job. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't want you to do what God called you to do. I thank God because when God opened up that door, he makes a way out of no way. And God will make your enemies to lay at your feet, to be at peace with you. And I remember the man of God, amen, he was talking about, Apostle Marvin was talking about, all you got to do is tell the Lord, yes. Yes, I surrender. Yes, God, I'll do your will. Yes, here I am. I'm willing to run all the way. He said the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endured to the end. Sure, you're going to go through it. Go through it. Go through the going through. The Lord will walk with you every step of the way. There is nothing too hard. So, Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for letting your people receive the word of God. We thank you, God, because your word comes to help us. It comes to make us. It comes in a way that, God, it will be like a pillar for us to step on the stepping stone. See, when the Lord puts you in the house, and when he puts you in the house, I'm talking about your body as a temple of God. He makes you a pillow. He makes you the cornerstone. Amen. So I just praise God for being that pillow for us, for being that cornerstone for us. Because if it had not been for Jesus on my side, I know where I would be. But I thank God I'm not what I used to be, but I thank God what I am on today. I thank God because every day is a new day. Every day we need new oil, new fresh anointing. He might not come when you want him, but he's on time. And I thought about, praise God, the organization I'm in. It's called the On Time. God, a lot of us say, well, I showed up, I made it, but I heard one of the members always say, well, I'm on time. And I said, well, you were late. Well, I just got here, so now I'm on time. So God is on time. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always going to be on time. And I thank God because, you know, when we are in the will of God, whatever happens will be for our good. So don't ever think that just because Hurricane Harvey or Bertha have tore up your living room, have come in there and tried to sway you to the left and sway you to the right and make decisions, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Because why? We are servants of the Lord. And when you are a servant of the Lord, he will lead you. He will guide you. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, God, you are my strength and my redeemer. So no matter what you're going through, it's time for harvest time. It's time for our inheritance. It's time that we leave the past behind us and start a new day, a new beginning, new things right now, right now, now, right now. And so when we leave the past, we leave those things which are behind us, we begin to reach for the mark of the prize of the high calling. I thank God because God gives us his word. He gave us his instructions. He gave us that blueprint. He said that don't quit. Work hard in spite of the pressures from the enemy. See, the enemy comes to try you. He comes to stop you. He comes to hinder you. Why? Because you got a praise on your lips. Why? Because you got a dance in your feet. Why? Because you feel like doing the things that God have called you to do. Why? Because you surrender and told the Lord, yes, I do your will. Yes, I'm right here. Lord, walk with me every step of the way. Lord, hold my hand. Lord, I will trust in the Lord. Lean on me. I won't let you fall. The Lord said, when you need strength, when you need that support, he said, lean on me. And when you begin to lean on the Lord, he will be supportive of you. He said, in verse 8, he said, I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. So what makes you think that if the word of God said no man can shut it, that means no man can shut it. Just believe it, receive it, then you can achieve it. Because no man can shut no door that God has opened for you. Sure, it may take you a little longer to get there. Sure, it may take you some little short steps to get there. But you're going to make it. Because why? You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. You remained faithful and loyal to God. You kept on saying his word. You kept on repeating his word. You kept on teaching the word. You kept on preaching the word. You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. That's why he said, I know thy works. You don't have to remind him, Lord, I did this, I did that. And he said, because, you know, like the word say, when I was hungry, you fed me. See, God is not going to forget about your deeds, but you need to work on your own soul salvation. Because this is an individual affair. You the one got to get to heaven. You the one have heard the words and ran from. You the one. He said, I didn't leave you. You left me. You the one left me. I'm still standing where you left me. I remember the song that said, take the law along with me. Take the law along with you everywhere you go. You're going to need him in your home, on your job. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Because even if we go to church, that don't mean you're going to make it back from church. We got killers and serial killers. But I thank God because when you walk through that open door, he puts you in a protection realm. He puts you in a higher dominion. He puts you up there where you will be protected. But you got to know that you know that you know. If it ain't your time to go, baby, you ain't going nowhere. You can pray and beg God. I said, Lord, you know, you've made a vow to the Lord. And he's not going to let the enemy have you. He's going to protect his. He's going to protect you. Praise God. I thank God because God is with me. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He said that no man can shut that door, for thou hast had a little strength. And when you got a little strength, you are able to trust in the Lord. You are able to not lean on your own understanding. You can go to God in prayer. And if you feel like you can't hear from him and you're not hearing what you need to hear, then maybe you need to call and ask somebody to pray for you, to walk with me through this, pray with me through this, fast with me through this. This is what the Now Network is for leaders. Leaders that are leaders, they will help you. Amen. I thank God for the preacher. I thank God for the teachers. I thank God for the ones that's listening on the line that have encouraged somebody else to call in and say, look, sister, look, sis, if you want prayer for that situation you're going through, call that number. If you need some direction, call that number. If you need prayer for a sick one, a loved one, or somebody that's locked up, pray. That's the key. And we say, well, I've already prayed. Well, then use the other key. Find a key that works. David had a key. David danced. Praise God. You can praise your way out of some situation. After you done prayed and gave everything to God and look like nothing not working, that's the enemy's job to make you think that it's not working. But God is working it out for you. Y-O-U. He's doing it for you. And he's going to keep on doing it for you. All you got to do is just surrender. And said, Lord, I'm tired of lack. I never has enough. It's like I'm just not making it. Well, call on the name of Jesus. You don't have no business in living in ham and loamy, get me, let me hold. You ain't never got it. Sow them seed. You sow seeds. You sow seed. You put a seed on it. It may be in prayer. It may be in love. It may be in a good deed that you sowed a seed. You might have gave somebody some clothes. You might have went and visited somebody. You might have helped a neighbor. You might have visited an elderly couple. You might have did something for someone. That's a seed that you planted. It's not always in money, but it is good to sow seeds every now and then. You don't have a church home. You might want to be a blessing to someone. And even if you don't have it, by getting on the radio speaking, press button one. Say, look, I may not have this and that, but here I am. Can you take what I have to offer? Lord, I give you my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, my conscience, my subconscious. Father, here am I. I'm standing in the need of prayer. It may not always be mama, daddy, sister, brother, but it could be me, Y-O-U. He said, even if you don't have the strength, thou hast kept my word and has not denied my name. I don't want to be a Judas. I don't want to get somewhere and don't know Jesus. I tell people quick everywhere I go. If you can't bring the people in, go where they at, where they are. Darkness can't change darkness. It takes somebody with the light that shining upon thee to go where the dark areas and put on you a pair of jeans, put on you some t-shirt, get out there and get with the people and bring them into Christ. You ain't got to be so holy than thou that, oh, it's a sin if I do that. No, the Holy Ghost will keep you if you want to be kept. You got to want to be kept. You got a made up mind. You have a determination to live for the Lord. Did nobody put no gun and say you got to have that drink or you got to do this or do that or this or fornicate or backslide? You don't have to do all of that. You can still live holy. Why? Because the word is in you. You are in the word. The Spirit of God is in you. The Holy Ghost will keep you. Well, you know, every time I get around there, man, I feel like cussing. No, you cuss because you wanted to. I can hang around you a thousand times and wouldn't say a cuss word. I would just say, devil, you a lie, and the truth ain't in you. So you can do whatever you want to do. When you love Christ, when you love somebody that bad, that serious, you're gonna walk through it just like Christ walked through it. Sometimes he needed to get away. Sometimes he went to the mountains to pray. He got away from everybody. I like that anointing that Jonah had. Even the sea couldn't even hold him. Even that whale had to gird him up and put him, lay him on the bench. You know what? Even the ones that he was riding in the boat, the disciples, the guys, when he was riding in the boat, they didn't even want him on the boat. That's how powerful that anointing is. You want to be kept, the Holy Ghost will keep you. You want to live for God? You just go out there and keep on winning souls for Christ. Go on out there. Bring in a soul and say, here I am, Lord. It's me, Father. I don't know every step, but I know I want to repent to you, God, if I've done or said anything wrong. I thank God. Don't quit. Work hard in spite of the pressure from the enemy. Know that when you begin to do something for God, the enemy will attack. He's on his job, so you got to stay on yours. When he attacks, you attack back with prayer. You attack back with a song in your heart. You attack back with a dance in your feet. When he tries to attack that body, you said, Father, I thank you for being a healer. I thank you, God, for delivering me. I thank you, God, for saving my soul while I slumber. I thank you for keeping me while I'm resting in your presence, Lord. And that's what happened to Lazarus. Lazarus was asleep. He told his sister them, Lazarus is asleep. No, he dead. They tried to make Jesus angry. He said, no, let me go over there and wake him up. He just sleep. Let me go to the tomb and wake him up. Lazarus, pull off them dead man clothes. Lazarus can't walk into him. Then they got to worry about how to protect him. Because anytime you do miracles, anytime you're on a break of a miracle for the Lord, anytime you're on a break of a blessing from God, don't think that enemy ain't going to try you before or after the blessing. We're too easy to quit. We're too easy to give up. Don't be so easy to give up. Don't be so easy. Well, my change is strange. My money is funny. I hear them telling me all the time. They ask me all the time in my organization, well, how do you get from point A to point B? How do you pay for it? I said, I have never worked since 1986. God has been my keeper. God has been my helper. God has been my finance. God has been the judge. God has been the jury. God has been my attorney. God has been anything I needed him to be. God has been my doctor. God has blessed me to raise my three children. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a testimony, and I'm not ashamed of my testimony. Women, speak now, because I sure not going to hold my peace. He didn't have to do it. He said, I know that work. I know you had just a little strength, because if I tried to balance my strength, if I tried to balance it saying, is it full? Is it empty? Well, God, I just got a little bit. It's not balancing with the word. Well, God, I need you then to help me balance my strength with your word. You said, he that like knowledge, let him ask me. He that like wisdom, let him ask me. Now, God, I'm asking for strength. Because if your strength and your gas hand is past full and you got that much strength, then you don't need the Lord. Because you're going to, when you're worshiping, when you're serving God, when you're being attacked, when you're going through some things, you're going to need some strength. When you've been running with Jesus for a mighty long time, you're going to need some strength every day. You're going to have some strength. And I thank God for his word. His word will be a light unto you. He said, I will guide you. I will put a lamp under your feet. I will put the word under your feet. And I will guide you with my light, with my word. The foolish virgins, five were wise, five were foolish. The foolish going to burn their life day and night and then try to save it. Then they're going to ask the wise, can I have some of your oil? I said, uh-uh. No, you can't have mine. This is an individual affair. Get in your word, read your word, study your word, show yourself approval. Learn the word, study the word. In season, out of season, get in a hurry. Pull them dead man clothes off and ask God to put on a garment of praise. Put on a white robe. I don't want no stains on my robe. So if I said something to you, if I offended you, if I've done anything wrong, would you forgive me? Because you don't understand my life? You thinking I'm awkward? You think I don't have what you have? I live by faith. And without the works of faith, your work is dead. Your faith is dead if you don't do nothing to stir it up. That's just like baking a cake. You need some flour. You need some sugar. You might need some baking powder. You might need you some butter. You might need some oil. You might need a tiny bit of something else and something else, some nutmeg. I don't know what you're cooking or making, but you got to stir it up. Stir up the ingredients. Stir it up. Ask God to stir up your gifts. Stir it up. Hey, glory to God. That's why when the pastor E played, I don't mind waiting. I said, I love that song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. You got to wait on the Lord. You got to have some patience. You want everything to come right now, right now, 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 now. He also asked you to have some patience too. He said that in his word. You got to have some patience through the storm, through the trials. And he's right there. He's a now God. He will be right there with you. He will walk you through it. the Lord has some prodigal sons out there. He has some prodigal daughters. The table is spread, and the feast is being served. And I want to eat at that table. I want to eat with the Lord. I want my spirit man fed. I have not denied his name. Why? Because I've been faithful to him. He's the one that's got to judge me. He's the one going to say, I know what you've been doing. I know your words. He's checking the list and he's checking it twice. He know when you've been naughty. He know when you've been bad. Sometimes we just have to get a spanking because we hard hit. I tell when I did the inmates for over 13 years, I told them, I said, how long will I got to keep coming back here, back to see y'all? Y'all want to see me, but do I need to see y'all? Yes, sister, please come back. I said, well, how long will you continue to be fools? You won't listen to me out there in the street, so I got to come in here and preach to y'all. And they said, well, we're sorry. I said, no, you're not sorry to me. You tell the Lord you're sorry. You tell God that this was an accident, and the Lord will agree with you with your sin, and he's just to forgive you. He will forgive you. He will save you. He won't walk away from you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he's willing to set you free. And that's one of the gifts of God. He came to set the captive free. Praise God. I just love God. I love the word of God. I can talk on any subject. And I just want you to open up and be free. Keep your liberty in Christ. Don't let man bind you up. You keep your freedom. He said, who the Son set free is free indeed. And Jesus, he gave his Son. It was his blood that was shed on the cross for our sin. And see, they made a mistake when they lifted him up. Even the earth couldn't even comprehend the blood of Jesus that was shed on the ground. And the Lord will draw all men unto them, unto him. And so when the Lord wants you, he wants you. It's just like Uncle Sam's army. I'm a soldier for the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I got to crucify the flesh, let me crucify it so I can walk by the Spirit of God, so I can know the things of God, so I can do his divine will. Not my will, but his will. Because when I do his will, he's going to give me long life. And when I do what he tells me to do and be obedient unto him, he's an on-time God. I want to enjoy my inheritance. I want you to enjoy your inheritance. So we're going to open up the lines and see if anyone has a testimony, have questions, because the Lord knows that when we walk through that open door, he's going to bless us with the faithfulness because we've been faithful to him. We've been faithful to the Lord. And so I want you to, if you got a question, you want to say something, man of God, y'all just push the button.
I'm not going to say nothing. I got a song I want to play. And I think we have a couple callers.
Play that song.
I'm going to play this song because when you said a couple of things, and I'm going to take us back. Then we're going to open the lines up. If you want to be heard, speak now, whoever you are, no matter what it is. The most important person out there to us on the network is that person that's like, you thought you couldn't make it. You thought you were no good. You thought you were finished. Dial one. Let us confirm to you that God is ready to bless you. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. But watch this. This is going to blow your mind. Y'all better go back.
Oh,
back there. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him. Oh.
But he's on time right now.
I can open up Evangelist of Virginia's line right now, and I know that Shabakin and she done slipped over some stuff.
Hey, glory to God.
Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Apostle Barbara. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family.
Good evening.
On time, God. On time,
God.
Glory to you. You know that go way back.
Glory to
God. It just works in your spirit, too. Glory to God.
He's trying to make somebody preach. Pastor, he's trying to make somebody preach.
Who's
going to play in that kind of song?
You didn't already preach, woman of God. I tell you.
Yeah,
right on time. Right on time. Yes, he is.
He on time. He no time when you want it.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. He'll pray that right there for somebody. He's going to heal somebody's body. Hey, glory
yes,
to hallelujah.
Right now, right now,
hallelujah,
right now.
Jesus.
Right now. He's going to give you strength in your body.
Praise
Ooh,
you.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Glory
Thank
to God.
Thank you, woman
glory
of God.
God.
I
yeah,
tell
I'm
you,
be
I
lying
you.
Because I'm on fire with that one. When you said it earlier, I was like, I'm
fire.
Get this song downloaded. He's on time. Oh,
time, yes,
God.
He
yes, he
is.
He is.
I tell you, that
may
that's
not
just,
come
ooh,
when you
want
it,
but
it'll be
always.
Right there on time.
Ooh, hallelujah. Right there
let
with
let the woman of God
glory
speak.
To God.
Lord, thank you,
I
Jesus.
Tell you,
hallelujah.
Ooh, you say you're going to hear. You've been preaching already. Glory be to God.
They're
going
to make me take
so.
Some graveyard clothes off, woman of
You said graveyard
when I came
clothes
on,
off.
I had to calm down and teach.
Ooh, yeah. I tell you, you preach and again, you talk too. Glory be to God. Now, I love what you said too. Wait on the Lord, and He keeps us patient. I tell you, stand in His word. His word gives us patience. A lot of people
yes,
think
ma'am.
We don't wait on Him to come down and get that unchanging hand. Oh no, when we wait on Him, we got to continue to serve Him, praise Him, and praise Him through anything. And you said to everybody. Everybody's going through something. But it's not that we're going through, but it's how you go through. When you know you got
mm-hmm.
Christ as head of your life, ooh, Jesus. Can't
glory
nothing come up against you. You say, oh, get
nothing.
Behind me, say, hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Ooh, glory to God.
Walk
I
through that
you,
open
sister.
Door and get your blessing.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Glory to God. I tell you, I love listening to you because you bring the real uncut word each and every Thursday you be on. Glory to God. I love you, Apostle Barbara. God bless you, my beautiful sister.
I love you, too. I love y'all when y'all speak up and talk up. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
I
oh,
can't
yeah.
do it all. That's why we have
He's
different people every day.
I love you, too, Pastor Reed.
I'm in the
Amen.
Background, y'all. Look, I muted myself. I'm still singing while y'all talking.
He's going
to
take
her
way back.
Yeah. That goes Ooh. Way back.
Yes,
you know,
is.
That goes
Where my
back
foot
to
stomping, tongue talking,
yeah.
hand clapping church.
Hand
Where my three
you
number
know,
church
but this is, Hey, but this is the verse there. He may not
yeah.
come when you want him.
When you want him.
But he's
always,
right on
right.
time.
On right
oh,
on time.
Time.
Yes.
Time
it takes you back to watching the grandparents. Praise
yes,
him.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes. And they
yes.
knew how to take, they knew how to go in.
Go in and go above and beyond. Go
My
beyond.
Grandmother could be in the
mm-hmm.
kitchen with that with a mouthful
yes.
of snuff. And she could spit yes. that
oh,
snuff
God.
From her kitchen all the way to the living room in the platoon. And she could still sit there and say, he's an old time. And never
on
spit
time.
Not one word.
Pull it,
but she
pull
could,
it to the
he's
side.
An old time, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yes, see. Oh, y'all remember
yes,
y'all grandmothers
is.
Back
yes,
in the day?
Is. Oh, yeah. Yes, we do.
Yes,
yes we do.
Mouthful
yes.
of snuff, and that's all they knew was snuff.
Yeah, they could spit from here to
yes.
there, way out there. Wouldn't even miss
But they
yes,
knew.
Lord.
But they knew Jesus.
They praised
they knew
him.
Jesus like nobody.
But they
yes,
knew
they
how to pray.
Knew. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
They prayed
their
way through the fields, baby.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Glory
yes,
to all
yes.
family.
Bless you, Minister Terry.
Love you.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen. You. Amen. Wanda Gibson, you are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. or Minister Carolyn. I'll get both of y'all numbers mixed up.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Minister Carolyn, I knew it was one of them.
Oh, my God.
Minister Wanda, we got you next, Wanda.
Yes, that guy pumped me up, too. He may not come when you want him.
Come on now.
There, Wanda. Oh, my God. Yes, thank you for the message tonight. I'm working through so many things, and between this and the teachings, just the little teachings that when I've been with Pastor E, it's like I got so many things going on in my head. And when that record was playing, I was sitting here and I was thinking of all the things that I've done in my life, and God still came and he snatched mm-hmm. me. And it's mm. like my thing, how I felt tonight, just listening and thinking, was they say you got to wait on God, right? I mean, you do. We have to wait on him at his time. But I feel like just looking over my life and my journey and what he's done for me, that God has been waiting on me. Like, you better come on and get this, you know, because I don't have to be here. He don't have to keep his hand on me. And mm-hmm. it's like, I know right from wrong. We were taught right from wrong, but we have choices. And I still mm-hmm. made choices that I knew weren't pleasing to God, but because in my mentality, I knew he was still going to be there. But no, my mentality is like so discombobulated. And it's crazy, but I got out of, you know, God has been waiting on me. And he could have helped so many other people. I see people still sitting at the same bus stop that was sitting there with me doing the same thing. He could have went and got them. So I know that he has a mission for me.
You. Yes, he chose you.
The other thing is, I'm a minister, and this is from the other teachings, like last night or night before, I remember. But I minister to people. I tell them my testimony. But when you were saying you have to go into the Word and come out of your graveyard close. You know, people can't hear the same story over and mm-hmm. over and over. If I'm supposed to be ministering to the youth, I have to get in the Word. I believe I heard you say, you have to get in the Word. You have to know it for yourself. You have to know how to pray. And just by listening to you, Apostle, I'm learning different techniques, different things to say in my prayer. And I find myself writing it on pieces of paper, or I could be on Facebook and it'll hit me, or you'll say something and I'll hurry up and put it out there. It's like, so I could share it with others. And it's like, I have to learn. I have to get in the book because he chose me. Like you said, he called me out. And if I really want to be a good steward, if I really want to be a good servant, I have to make the choices that I know are pleasing to God, because some of the things that I do and that I say, I know I'm not supposed to do and say it. So I know it's my season to get some act right, and it's my season to be really, really, really the woman of God that I know I'm supposed to be. So I just want to thank you for blessing me personally with your teaching tonight.
Well, I want to thank you personally for opening up and sharing with us, because there's no man is perfect. He said we are all stinking to his nostril. And that's why I told y'all to don't be so quick to beat yourself and put yourself down with stinking thinking. Know that you are fitted for the kingdom. Know that you are somebody. Know that you're doing the very best you can. That's why the Lord said, I'm giving you strength. You can't do your own strength, but I'm going to give you my strength. I'm going to help you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to pick up the pieces, because you know why? Because you've been faithful in a little things, in just a few things. Then he said, I'll take the step of the rest of the step of the way, because I'm going to help you to get through it. I'm going to help you to cross over. I'm going to help get you ready for the new millennium. I'm going to help you get ready for the new dimension that you're going in, because you're walking through that open door. You're like, Lord, I don't see, I can't feel. But it's not for you to know or see and feel. It's for you to know that I know who I am in Jesus. And Lord, yes, I'm taking that step. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm going to keep on teaching and preaching the gospel. Yes, because I know that you're going to do what you promised. I'm going to give your word back to you. And because of that, that's why he got to bless you. Not because you've been so good. Not because you did the right thing every time. But God's got to let everybody know, my hand is on you and I got favor on you. I have favor now on you. Favor. And when you got God's favor, then God can bless you any way that he will. He can love who he want. He can hate who he want to. That's the word. But he loves you enough. You got favor.
Yesterday favor or right now favor?
You got favor. You got right now favor. You got favor now. You're stepping over. You're crossing in to the new year.
Now.
Come on, somebody.
Now. You're forgetting those things which are behind, but you're pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, because you want his favor. You want his grace, his mercy now. Right now. N-O-W now.
Help me now, Jesus. Deliver
me
now, Jesus.
We all need that. Help me.
Ooh.
Yes. What did Apostle Melvin say? Yes, yes. Say yes. I surrender. Yes. My mind, body, soul, spirit, conscious, subconscious. I say yes. I surrender. I surrender. Now.
Create
you can get up every morning and say it now.
Renew a right spirit in me, Jesus.
Put it,
now.
Renew my mind. The right spirit.
Right now.
Right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I need his strength. I need his strength to come on tonight, because I had just moved Saturday. And I got all my workers, everybody did everything, but I still had to put everything away. But I need his strength right now. Now. Glory to God. And when God gives you strength, amen,
bless you, woman,
he will
to God.
Give you the strength. Amen. Love you.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. We love you.
Amen.
Don't go to sleep. Hang out with me tonight. Finish it strong.
I am.
I need my riders to hold on with me tonight. We going hard tonight.
I'm a PDF.
Amen. Amen. Area code 916, last 4-2193. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Hello. Good evening. This is Prophetess Cynthia. I thank God for, I don't know, someone sent me this on Facebook, and I just thank God. Hallelujah. And I just want to give y'all, let y'all know what I've been through in the last 24 hours, but I praise God. I live in a house with a brother that have a head injury. And I tell you, the enemy got busy last night, and I'm telling you, he got out of control a little bit. And I tell you, he called me a female, you know what, dog. And after that,
yay!
You know how that is. And when that went on, I clicked, and I slapped him backwards. Because I said, don't ever say that to me again. I'm still a woman of God, regardless to what. And then he was calling me dogs. And I said, well, you turn that around, G-O-D. That's God. I said, but you know, I helped the door with my two bare hands. I had to hold the door to close it in the door. And I mean, I helped that door with all my life, not because of him, because of me. Because I know who I am. And I know that that bad me can rise back up. Amen. And I said, no, no, I'm going to hold this door. And I tell you, the enemy, the moaning and the groaning and the stuff I heard behind that door, I was up all night long casting out demons in my house. Marijuana demons. And see, this is a familiar spirit, because I used to be on marijuana for years. I smoked marijuana for years. And it's the same enemy that's still coming back up in my household. And I keep casting it back up. And he keep trying to creep back in here on me, because in California, they allow them to smoke marijuana, give them all these, you know, prescriptions and things like this. This is where I live at. And I tell you, I went through prayer torture last night, but I thank Jesus for all he's done for me. I won my hearing yesterday from the state on me some money. I tell you, I've been going through hell. And then on one hand, God's been blessing me on the other hand. And then blessings come in on the other hand. That's how I've been in the last months. That's what's been happening for me. But I thank God for Jesus. But I tell you, I've been fasting and I've been seeking God like never before. Read my word and just staying faithful to God. Amen. I've been staying faithful to him. And I've been through it. Amen. I've been through a lot. And I just want to tell the Lord, I thank him. I thank you for bringing me through. Amen. And I asked him today, I said, please, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Because my spirit wasn't good today, y'all. It wasn't good. I was mad because I was offended of my brother hurting me. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It offended
mm-hmm.
It hurted me. But I asked the Lord to help me. And I tell you, I feel real good tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I feel real good because
thank
I asked
you,
him to
Jesus.
Come in and help me. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit because my spirit wasn't right. I was thinking bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was very mad. And I said, Lord, that's not right of me. I'm the woman of God in this household.
Come on, work
I'm the only
it out,
light
though.
They know
work
me.
It
yeah.
out.
I'm the,
yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
now you
I'm
can
the
put on
light
your
woman
of praise because God worked it out. He done
don't
already
sure.
worked
that,
it out.
Worked that thing out. That's
he
why
worked
we're here
it
to
out.
Talk. The Bible says, confess your sins to one another.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you can be made whole. That's why we need each other. That we can feel free to say, I didn't make it. I didn't do everything perfect today.
Hallelujah.
But I'm still a man of God. I'm still a woman of God. I didn't make the mark today, but I know how to repent.
Oh,
I know how to turn from my wicked ways. I know how to turn to God, but I know how to confess.
Because you obey and repented. You're a woman of God. Put your garment of praise on because you obeyed and did what God gave
you
strength not to see. That's what I tell people. Even when you don't want to be kept, God will keep you.
Yes.
Because you could have went in there and did something else to him. But God kept you. He'll keep you when you don't want
to
be kept.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know it.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
That's what I'm talking
Hallelujah.
About. Give God
Hallelujah.
The praise because you
thank
could have been
you,
sitting
Father
in
God.
Jail
Hallelujah.
Cell somewhere,
Jesus.
But God
thank
kept you. This is
I
my testimony.
You,
I don't tell y'all everything, but God will keep you when you don't want to be kept.
He's a
keeper. He'll put a shield of protection around your mind, around your heart. Now you can praise him because you done confessed that thing. You gave it to him. Now you got a right to praise him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You don't know which one could have lost their life, but God kept you. God will do the impossible.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know this is women speak now, but can I have about 3 minutes?
Go ahead, sir. Preach. Tell your story.
I want to share this with everybody on this line, and I'm not throwing stones. I may step on toes, but you remember everything about me is the truth hurts, but it will set you free.
Yeah.
God has already delivered me. I'm just going to speak on me. I'm not going to talk about you or anybody else. God has already delivered me. God has already done everything that is necessary for me to start doing for myself. See, is we really going to be, are we really going to be children of God? We have to step our game up and say, you know what? I'm going to start checking myself. I'm not waiting no longer for God to do something he's already done. I need to go to work and put in the effort to see the result of what God has favored us with. Yeah, I want to read this. I just want to read the scripture. It's been several people that said some things about maybe I didn't make it. And there's some big things being saying that maybe I'm off time. I want to give you this scripture here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses, and read that whole chapter, but in verses 8 and 9, this is what Peter said. He said, but beloved, do not forget this one thing. Now, believe me, if you've experienced God already, you know there's many things. But watch, he's talking about one thing. That with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Stop right there. Do you know there is a time difference between all of us until we start making up lost time? 1,000 years to God is a day to us. There's 999 days in between, and it's probably even supersedes that. But if you looked at it from that time, I don't care how you – we must make up some time. But watch what he says there in verse 9. When you make up some time, he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. And some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should become to repentance. All I got to say to everybody out there, stop waiting on the Lord and start moving towards the Lord. Make up the time that you've lost by saying no. Make up the time that you said, let him do this. I'm waiting on God to do that. And read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 16, where it says, everything God has done is finished, complete, and final. Nothing to be added to it or taken away from it. When we now initiate ourselves in responsibility to say, you know what? I'm going to put in the work now to make up time with God that I know I'm in the right place. And then I don't have to worry about if God has done it because it's already been finished. I don't have to worry about is it going to happen because God has already made it happen. All we got to do is get in line, get in the right position that God can use us effectively for his will.
Yeah.
I'm done right there. Love y'all. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I could keep it going. That is so beautiful because, you know, whatever you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be delivered and set free. And I thank God because you was put in every area of your life up under the lordship of Jesus. You let God be control. He gave you the authority to destroy, to study, to develop, and do some spiritual things. And this is how you keep your deliverance. The only way you can stay free is to walk in repentance and fear of the Lord. You can get any demon back you want, and he'll add several more by opening the door of your life through willful sin. But because you are human, you will sin. You will say things. And when you do, you must instantly repent. Do not carry your sin. But he said, confess and forsake it. That is why David said in Psalm 32, I mean, even if you read the Living Bible, you will confess your faults. One to another, while there was still time. And see, the judgment is God. He's allowing the wicked and the demons. When that comes on you, when that comes about you like that, he's giving you lordship to take authority to destroy them things.
Yes, he is.
Only reason why, because you develop a prayer life. You're a woman of God, so you know how to pray. You know how to bind. But sometimes that devil want to override us like we don't have no authority, no power. And that's when God said, have a little strength. That's when I stepped in.
And then she said, but she said it from the beginning of her entry. She said, I don't know how, who sent me the invite. He sent you to a place that's going to encourage you that you can do it. I can't do
and
it for you.
And then she also said something about the door. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes,
she
Jesus.
She said that she held on to the door. Yes, and I've talked about the open door.
Hey.
And God gave her strength. She don't even know where the strength came from. Y'all heard her testimony? God had his angel encamped round about her because of her life. All right, now, don't start, and then we all going to be preaching.
No. We already 10 minutes over our limit tonight.
Okay,
and we have one other caller I want to bring in because I'm not going to say time is nothing. We're going to let the Lord move. And woman of God, don't hang up. You're still live now also.
Up.
But Minister Wanda, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Wanda.
Hello, how are you? How are you doing? I didn't hear you. I thought you forgot. I'm on my way to call her, but Apostle Barbara, that was a beautiful, beautiful message. I need to hear that. Because
bless
I was
you, woman
sitting up
God.
There about half, I was about half asleep, and you woke me up about get out some dead clothes.
Woo, Jesus,
glory to God.
You woke me up, say, get up out them dead clothes. I was all in a, you know, kind of dead spirit. And Pastor Eve here said hello.
Hello, family.
Hello, family. But it was, hey, I needed to hear that, and it was wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys forgot about that snuff. It had to, I'm from the South. It had to have them full notches on the bottom. Y'all forgot about that, see? It had to be the full notches. I just wanted to let you guys know that it was a great message, Apostle Barbara, and I needed that. I'm talking about, I was just so sleepy. I was trying to stay woke because I had to go to choir rehearsal, but you just woke me up. Think about, hey,
praise
I can't
the Lord.
Get that out of my head. Get out them dead man clothes.
Them graveyard clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah, get out of this dead man wrap.
That's right. I make sure I ain't got none.
Glory to God.
Thank
man,
you. Man, bless y'all.
You guys.
God bless
love you.
Love you
too. And right, no, I didn't you. Forget right. you, Wanda. I didn't forget you. Love you, sis.
I know. Okay, love you too. Bye.
God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. This has been dynamic. Apostle Barbara, any closing remarks from you?
No, we can finish this another the next time. It's always the next time. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to invite anybody that needs some more word tonight, join me in an hour and 45 minutes for Finishing Strong. It will be on live on Facebook. It'll also be on the Guiding Light Ministries. Ministries International. I have the flyer out there that you can call, the number to listen, watch it live on Facebook. But God has birthed this ministry that we learn to wake up, get up, move in our purpose, but we also got to know how to finish strong, because how I start is how I finish, but the way I finish is how I start. Join us tonight for that broadcast, and believe me, I'm pressing. And that means God is telling me to do it. So God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. If you need a home, if you need a ministry to mentor you, if you need someone to be a part of your life, get in touch with us here at the Now Network. We know ministries all across the country, and we are available to minister and mentor you at any time. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. When? Somebody better say it.
Now.
God bless you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.